Hi, this is Eva Cox talking about how we get to be a truly civil society, which all seems to be getting a bit further away from reality as we get into a set of debates coming up in the whole political crises where somehow or other the government's views and the main opposition views seem less and less attached to what people are interested in. So I want to talk today about one area of policy that's a particularly interesting one for me because I got involved in lobbying many years ago, way back in the 1960s when I had a small child. I was running around looking for childcare services and I managed to wheedle my daughter into one of the very few that existed in those days, because in those days the idea of mothers working and childcare was fairly alien. So in the 1970s, I became very much involved in trying to push for the idea that there should be federal funding for children's services, which had two roles. One was to provide care and support and expertise, and the other one was to free women from the necessity of staying at home because there weren't any services for children and they couldn't find anything to do if they were looking for work and women were tending to flood back into the workforce. So here we are, some 50-odd years later, watching the demise of that particular idea. The government's new package of fee services, which is starting beginning of July, destroyed one of the basic principles that we fought really hard for, which is that children's services and childcare aimed at providing services to meet the needs of children, not just as child-minding. They were to be run by people who had expertise and training, and some of the first money that came through was to actually make sure that qualified teachers could be employed. The government would fund part of their salaries. We now have a situation where for the first time your entitlement to any form of subsidy depends on your relationship to the workforce. The primary carer, who tends to be mainly women in this case, there are a few men, in other words, the person that has the least involvement in the workforce, will be activity tested for the first time in a very different way, unless you have at least 4 hours a week of what might be called work-related services, which means A, you're working in a paid job, B, you're training for a paid job, C, you're volunteering with the hope of getting a paid job, etc. So, you know, if you're a mother with a new baby and you want to get the three-year-old out of the place for a certain number of hours a day, just because the three-year-old needs stimulus, you need a bit of time away, the baby needs more attention, etc., sorry, you're not going to be able to do it. There are estimates that some thousands of parents might lose their access to childcare funding on this sort of basis. And I mean, this is a real distortion of what the whole idea of childcare was. And I'm just going to give you a little bit of history because I think people forget that. Children's services were primarily, as we set them up, and I was very much involved in lobbying for their setting up in the 1970s, was the idea that children's services were oriented towards the needs of children and their parents. And this went on really right through the 1980s, when I was part of a group that helped the Hawke government come up with the idea that they should be funding directly to children's services. Then they became entitled to a direct subsidy plus a subsidy for the parents to pay the fees. And that sort of continued through until Paul Keating, unfortunately, given the fact that this was the point in the late 80s where market forces had suddenly arrived as a major factor in trying to run governments, where he decided that they would fund the fee relief for children in commercial services. So suddenly, childcare became very attractive to commercial operators. So much so that there were a lot of them started coming into the field and objecting to the fact that the government had a direct payment system to children's services insofar as they had a contract between the provider of the childcare services and the funder, which was the government, which meant the government could decide whether or not these services were in the right areas and providing the right services, control the fee levels and various other things. And this money went to the not-for-profit services. The for-profit services objected. John Howard removed the direct funding of childcare services. So now we've got a system where 70% of children's services throughout the whole of Australia are now run by commercial organisations. Some of them are still a local service, but the bulk of the services are large chains like G8, which I think has something like 30,000 childcare places. These are services which are on the stock market. They buy buildings, they set up, they build centres, they lease them out, they sell off these centres. They build services where they think they can get cheap land. It doesn't matter whether there's people in the area. We now have a situation where children's services have a relatively low occupancy rate, particularly some of the commercial ones. It's as low as 75%, and that's not really providing the sort of profits. And there's too many services in many areas. So you're actually having strong competition, which in theory should push the prices down, but it actually doesn't, because when you've got lots of vacancies, you tend to raise your fees in order to cover your costs. So we've got this entire sort of commercialised version of childcare going on, and the government has no control apart from the fact they've got to register to say that they're part of a quality assurance system, which is pretty dicey because they don't get round to see them very often. The result is now that the government is matching the service to the needs of the commercial sector and to their needs to increase gross domestic product. So if you're not providing the sorts of paid or pay-related work that the government sees as useful, stay home with your kids. We're not going to subsidise you. And this means a lot of families are now going to start missing out, particularly families that might only have a bit of casual work, which doesn't really fit the pattern because you've got to keep reporting in. It's got to go through Centrelink, which, as we know, creates a lot of problems. So we now have a situation where the needs of children are not seen as a priority. The needs of the government to try and get more women into paid work is seen as the priority. So therefore, the childcare funding will go to that. The childcare funding will go to services that are not part of the local community. So they've stuffed it up big time. And I'm very cross about it. One of the things that communities want these days, particularly with mobile families, is the fact that their kids need to be able to get out of the house. The kids need to be able to be with other children, to have social relationships with other children. They need the expertise of trained people with early childhood services to supplement and complement what they get at home. Now they're not going to get them, and particularly for families who are too poor to be able to pay the full cost of childcare, which is something like $10 an hour or $11 or sometimes even higher than that, they're going to miss out. So we're creating inequity, we're losing community services, and this government really sucks because this is something which is intrinsic to creating a good society.